buddy. You got one. Dinner. Oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
I never worked for Russia.
Donald
Trump.
My fingers are long and beautiful. That's been well documented, along with other various parts of my body.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
My Twitter has become so powerful that I can actually make my enemies tell the truth.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald
Trump.
Space in her.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it. Please don't feel stupid or insecure, eh? It's not your fault. Psst. And it's not a wig, it's my hair. Do you want to touch it?
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space. I be not the Superman. Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, be a Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald
Trump.
Space. When we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald
Trump
says,
I fully think apologizing is a great thing, but you have to be wrong. I will absolutely apologize if I'm ever wrong.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Trump
says,
well, I do whine because I want to win, and I'm not happy about not winning.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
In the span of just a few hours, President Trump caved on the signature promise of his campaign, and one of his closest advisors was indicted in the Rush investigation.
Trump just announced there is finally a deal to reopen the federal government after a 35-day shutdown, one that includes exactly $0.00 for his border wall, the reason for the shutdown.
The negotiator-in-chief, my opening offer, give me wall. In return, you offer nothing? I accept. A pleasure arting the deal with you.
President Trump finally got Mexico to pay for the wall. They were like, all right, you silly gringo, here's the $5 billion. They stuffed it in a piñata, and they let him actually hit the piñata, and then it came out, and everybody was happy, and that was that.
President Trump on Friday announced a deal to temporarily reopen the government for 3 weeks while negotiations continue over border security. Pretty clear that Trump has not figured out how to deal with Nancy Pelosi yet. Usually when a woman is giving him this much trouble, he just gives her 130 grand to shut up.
Trump was forced to cave on the signature promise of his campaign and reopen the government without money for his border wall. After 35 days of subjecting millions of people to needless suffering and pain, Trump gave up. And he did it in true Trump fashion by rambling aimlessly about walls.
Walls work. They do work. No matter where you go, they work. We have barriers at the border where natural structures are as good as anything that we can build. They're already there. They've been there for millions of years. Last year alone, ICE officers removed 10,000 known or suspected gang members like MS-13 and members as bad as them. Horrible people. Tough, mean, sadistic. Think of that. We apprehended 60,000 people. That's like a stadium full of people, a big stadium. 2,000 miles of concrete wall from sea to shiny sea. We never did.
Shiny sea? Also, remember when you said this?
We're going to build a wall. It's going to be a big, fat, beautiful wall.
Now, that wall sounds awesome. But tell me more about this new one.
The walls we are building are not medieval walls. They are smart walls.
Walls with brains. Got it. Now, someone told me that medieval solutions were actually effective.
They say a wall is medieval. Well, so is a wheel. A wheel is older than a wall.
But he's president. But just to clarify, we are still calling it a wall, right?
Barriers, fencing, or walls, or whatever you want to call it.
Honestly, at this point, I just like to call it quits.
And because the speech made no sense, Trump later had to follow up on Twitter and insist that even though he caved without getting anything he wanted, he had actually won.
The president wrote, quote, "I wish people would read or listen to my words on the border wall. This was in no way a concession."
Yeah, we did listen. You said suspested. We were listening. Also, if you have to tell people it wasn't a concession, then it was definitely a concession. It's like that time Custer wrote home from Little Bighorn, "This was in no way my last stand." So Trump caved after 35 days, got nothing.
Not everyone out there thinks that Donald Trump folded like an origami swan. For instance, Donald Trump, who tweeted,
"This was in no way a concession. It was taking care of millions of people who were getting badly hurt by the shutdown with the understanding that in 21 days, if no deal is done, it's off to the races." And believe me, folks, I know races. Many people call me a racist.
He even did the unthinkable and lashed out at Fox News this weekend. He wrote, "Never thought I'd say this, but I think John Roberts Fox and Jillian Turner at Fox News have even less understanding of the wall negotiations than the folks at fake news CNN and NBC. Wow, Donald Trump attacking Fox News. But the best part of the tweet from our stable genius leader is that he misspelled Jillian Turner. The Jillian Turner from Fox News spells Jillian with a G. In his trademark haste, he accidentally tweeted at Jillian Turner with a J, who turns out to be a teenager from Weed, California.
On Friday, President Trump temporarily reopened the government. And I know liberals are tweeting out, "Trump caved, Trump caved." But y'all gotta calm down. Stop gloating. You didn't win yet. The man is still one tweet away from calling a national state of emergency and bringing back slavery. Act like he's still crazy. You gotta treat him like you're training a dog. Constant positive reinforcement. Maybe instead, every time he does something you like, tweet out, "Who's a good boy?"
And Trump's not bluffing here. Take it from acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
Is the president really prepared to shut down the government again in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think he actually is. Keep in mind, he's willing to do whatever it takes to secure the border.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Pouting, threatening, holding his breath until he turns blue, which would be a more natural color.
The president, right now, his heels are completely dug in. When asked if he would accept less than $5.7 billion for his wall, Trump said, "I doubt it." So, just to be clear, he's making the exact same offer, backed by the exact same threat, but somehow he expects different results. Well, you know what they say, the definition of insanity is Donald Trump. Ooh. Over the weekend, Trump kept up his push for border security, tweeting out these alarming statistics.
We are not even into February, and the cost of illegal immigration so far this year is $18,959,495,168. There are at least 25,772,342, let's say, illegal aliens, not the 11 million that have been reported for years in our country. So ridiculous, DHS.
Those are some really specific numbers. In fact, that tweet, do I have this correct? That tweet scores exactly 4,394.907 on my bullcrapometer. And do we have it calibrated? Did we calibrate it? Because, you know, with the weather, when it gets cold, the bullcrapometer, very important. Here's the thing. Nobody has any idea where those numbers came from. Oh, I have an idea. It's large, it's pale, and it has a Forbes magazine imprint on it. So. Yeah.
Do you want to fact check me?
What? What? What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. So if you're just making up numbers, why use something as weirdly specific as 25,772,342? As the Washington Post fact checker tweeted, nothing screams fake numbers more than false precision.
Happening. Another witch has been hunted in Kalooza-Palooza. Roger Stone, one of the president's closest advisors and friends, was arrested and charged on 7 counts, including making false statements, obstruction, and witness tampering. But Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee S. says this has nothing to do with him.
This doesn't have anything to do with the president. This has nothing to do with the president. Doesn't have anything to do with the White House.
None of these things have anything to do with the president. Absolutely nothing to do with the president. Literally nothing to do with the president. This has nothing to do with President Trump.
This has nothing to do with the president. The specific charges that have been brought against Mr. Stone don't have anything to do with the president. Well, businesses that had nothing to do with the president. The charges brought against Mr. Stone have nothing to do with the president. The charges brought against Mr. Stone have nothing to do with the president. Things that, again, have nothing to do with the president. That has nothing to do with the president. That doesn't have anything to do with the president.
Okay, so the only thing we know for sure is that this has something to do with the president.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
The breaking news tonight, longtime Trump ally and advisor Roger Stone indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller's grand jury and arrested in an early morning raid on his Florida home.
FBI agents in bulletproof vests descending on his home, guns drawn.
Stone was indicted on 5 counts of false statements, 1 count of obstruction, and 1 count of witness tampering.
Well, they'll stone you when you're walking on the street. They'll stone you when you're trying to keep your seat. The door.
question in this investigation is whether the Trump campaign coordinated WikiLeaks to release Hillary's hacked emails, right? And in his indictment, Mueller says that Roger Stone was directed to contact WikiLeaks by someone in the Trump campaign. Now, was that someone Trump himself? We don't know. But if it wasn't Trump, you would expect his people to just come out and say so. But instead, they're avoiding the question like it's a friend's poetry reading.
The charges brought against Mr. Stone have nothing to do with the president. That's what I'm clear on, and that's what I can tell you about it today.
You keep telling me you're clear on that, but then you will not answer whether it was the president who directed a senior Trump campaign official to contact Roger Stone. And you may not know. You may not know. All I'm saying is
I have answered the question several times. You just don't like my answer.
No.
Those two things aren't the same.
Well, did the president know or not? Was it the president who made that direction or not?
Once again, I haven't read this document. Okay. I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to be able to get into the weeds on those specifics. Okay.
That's right. I'm not an attorney. I can't tell you what the truth is. I'm not qualified.
They'll stone you when you're at the breakfast table. They'll stone you when you are unable. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck. So all alone, everybody must get stoned.
If you're not familiar with Roger Stone, he's the longtime political dirty trickster known for his shady tactics and his bizarre outfits. Mueller arrested him on 7 counts of perjury and 5 counts of looking like Teddy Roosevelt's deadbeat dad. Stone got his start in politics working for both Richard Nixon's presidential campaigns, and he loves Nixon so much he famously has Nixon's face tattooed on his back. Although it's equally possible that the tattoo just burned itself into his skin while he was sleeping.
You have the mark!
And after Stone left the courthouse on Friday, he celebrated his political hero by doing the Nixon victory pose for the cameras. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, didn't Nixon resign in disgrace? Maybe that's not the best pose to show your innocence. And if I were Stone, I'd be afraid of the parallels, because Nixon's presidency ended in part over charges that he obstructed justice, and the indictment against Stone alleges that he was very intent on interfering in Mueller's investigation. For example, Stone sent an email to a guy named Randy Credico, a radio host who allegedly acted as an intermediary with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And in that email, Stone tried to get Credico to lie by citing a character from The Godfather as an example to follow.
The special counsel also indicted Stone for witness tampering. This for allegedly attempting to sway radio host Randy Credico, allegedly a go-between with Assange, before Credico testified to Congress. The indictment alleges that Stone said Credico, quote, should do a Frank Pentangeli.
State your name, please.
Frank Pentangeli.
Did you serve under Capo regime Peter Clemenza, under Vito Corleone, also known as the Godfather?
I never knew no Godfather. I got my own family, Senator.
Mr. Pentangeli, you are contradicting a sworn statement you previously made to me and signed. I ask you again, sir, here and now, under oath, were you at any time a member of a crime organization?
I don't know nothing about that.
Stone literally told a witness to do a Frank Pentangeli, a character in The Godfather who lies to Congress. This guy was basically begging to be arrested. I mean, he imitates Richard Nixon, he quotes from The Godfather, and he dresses like Hannibal Lecter. But Stone's email to Credico got weirder. Stone allegedly threatened Credico in an attempt to keep him quiet during the investigation, and at one point, according to the indictment, Stone even suggested he would steal Credico's therapy dog. According to an email included in the indictment, Stone also said he would take that dog away from you. Man, it really doesn't help your case when you make the same threats as the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Ah! He actually threatened to steal the guy's dog. How much more of a villain can you be? I'll steal that dog of yours, and then it's off to Monte Carlo and my autogyro! And yet, even after threatening another guy's dog, Stone had the audacity to complain about the FBI's treatment of him in a courthouse press conference on Friday.
This morning, at the crack of dawn, 29 FBI agents arrived at my home with 17 vehicles with their lights flashing when they could simply have contacted my attorneys, and I would have been more than willing to surrender voluntarily. They terrorized my wife, my dogs.
Oh, now you're worried about dogs?
Well, they stone you and say that it's the end. Then they stone you and then you'll come back again. They stone you when you're riding in your car. They stone you when you're playing your guitar.
Roger Stone, because he looks like he pays black guys to bang his wife. And I found out in 1996 he was forced to resign from Bob Dole's campaign for asking black guys to bang his wife. Not kidding. Look it up. It's fantastic. I know, as a black man, I don't know whether to feel offended or a little appreciated.
Well, they'll stone you when you are all alone. They'll stone you when you are walking home. They'll stone you and then say they'll are brave. They'll stone you when you're sent down in your grave. But I would not feel so all alone.
After another, the president's closest associates are being indicted or going to jail. Trump says he only hires the best, but Stone's indictment is more proof that Trump surrounds himself with
horrible people.
Trump. 6. Flip. Cuckoo. Huckabee. Mueller.
And now, low energy Randy Rainbow in his stupid rendition of the Cell Block Tango. No collusion.
Trump. 6. Flip. Cuckoo. Huckabee. Mueller. Trump. 6. Flip. Cuckoo. Huckabee. Mueller. Trump. 6. Flip. Cuckoo. Huckabee. Mueller.
They had it coming. They had it coming. They were the best could find. And then you guessed it, they got arrested.
And now he's losing his freaking mind.
Trump 6. Huckabee Mueller.
The greatest witch hunt in history has dropped houses on 6 of the president's personal associates
so far,
including Roger Stone, who's been indicted on multiple charges, including lying, obstructing justice, witness tampering, and lacking basic fashion sense.
6.
Before Roger came Mike Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and Rick Gates. Then on the same day Michael Cohen pleaded guilty, Donald Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort was convicted on 8 felony counts, only because on the other 10 counts, the jury was hung. And incidentally, the only thing in that sentence that will ever be described as hung.
They had it coming. They had it coming. They got real Machiavelli.
look it up, just wait and see next. Who will it be next?
Oh God, I'll laugh if it's Kellyanne from Six Flip. Huckabee Muller. You know how people have these little habits that get you down? Like cracking their knuckles or implicating you in a criminal conspiracy to mislead the American people in order to influence an election? DT hates that. So it's no wonder that he's violated Title 18 United States Code 1512 by intimidating witnesses like his former fixer who's already cooperating with the feds. And there's no telling who might flip on Donald next. Flip. Thank God he can at least count on the loyalty of his longtime pal Roger Stone, who swears he would never do his boo like that. And I mean, imagine a fine, upstanding, delusional rat bastard con artist and self-described dirty trickster who dresses like a Dick Tracy villain and idolizes Richard Nixon going back on his word in an act of self-interest? I really wouldn't worry about it, Donald.
He has it coming. He has it coming.
He better find a hiding place.
He's changing color. Here comes Mueller.
At least his jumpsuit will match his face. Oh, it's lonely being individual one these days. Even his own wife is starting to turn on him. Luckily, he has the genuine support of true and unbiased sycophantic media whores. Like Giuliani.
Cuckoo.
And press secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Sarah, let's cut the shit.
Huckabee.
This is now the sixth person directly connected to the president in the Mueller investigation. What is your reaction? Are you scared? You look scared.
Real simple. This has nothing to do with the president and certainly nothing to do with the White House.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you guys are totally fine.
She has it coming.
They have it coming. While Giuliani. As was predicted, they'll be convicted.
Mueller. Is it collusion or just a hoax?
President Trump is absolutely right. This is a witch hunt.
The dirty bum, 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 bum. The dirty bum.
Wait, just let Melania go free.
Girl's been through enough.
But she's complicit, so she'll just visit. I hope for her sake, not conjugally.
Trump. Six.
Flip.
Cuckoo.
Huckabee. Mueller.
No collusion.
I know, baby.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.